Absolutely. It's similar to that Yiddish word. I've seen it actually in other languages too. But in English, I've got to say, good is the enemy of better. I mean, better is the enemy of good. Right?
Uh-huh.
Hannah says that Zerach Warhaftik said that Besser was a sign of the good.
Mm. But I've seen it in different languages.
I think Avodah Zarah, Daf Yod Tes Amud Aleph on the bottom. So it's just keep reading. Like, just read and read it like a Gemara list. Just keep reading it.
Oh, yeah. Rabbi Sai, we are holding today on Daf Chof Vav. And, we actually did not do the Mishnah yet on Daf Chofei on the base. So let us begin with a rousing cheer from the Rav Josh.
Zut the Heilige Mishnah.
Harezu Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim, Harezu Tmurat Ola, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the question of here once again, yeah, we had a machlokas, semachlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, about the Vlad Hashazuraila, the difference between the Vlad and the mother. And over there also we had a shayla, whether it was Tveis Lashon Rishon, or whether Gambik Mardvorov, Adam Ditvas. Here the Mishnah talks about not whether two separate gufim that are possible, the mother and the child, but rather what appears to be a real contradiction. The man is saying it should be a Tmuras Oila. And then he says Tmuras Shlomi. I mean, it seems to be either or. So indeed here Rabbi Meir, of course, says the same thing. Since he first said Tmuras Oila, it's a Tmuras Oila. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no. Im lechach miskami dechila. Look, maybe what the guy essentially wants to do is he wants an animal that is a Tmura of both Oila and Shlomi, in which case we would have to sell it. Use the money to purchase an oila and a shlomi. So im lekach nitkaven techila, hovi yev shelikrot beit shlimot keachat. There's no way for him to say two things at once. Therefore, dvarav kayamim. Ve'im mishamar tmurat olam nimlach. Just like the previous Mishnah ended with the same idea. If he changes his mind after he already started to say something. Once he said tmuras oila, he cannot change his mind, even if it's tokidei dibur. Because by Hegdash, we don't go according to Tolkien, that he was. And he said, Tmurat Shlamim, too bad. Then even Rabbi Yossi is Moda, Areza Tmurat Olam. All Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim. Look, everybody would agree if up front he made the two statements in such a way that they're interdependent. Let's say he said, Tachuze v'acharkach Tachuze. Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, too. At first he said, I want it first to be a Tmuras Oila, then it should be a Tmuras Shlamim. Once it's a Tmuras Oila, it can't become a Tmuras Shlamim. Now Rabbi Yossi is also noted to. So for sure, the first thing he said. But suppose he said it in a way that was conditional. It should not be a Tmuras Oila unless it's also a Tmuras Shlamim. So then even Rabbi Meir is made a Lota Chuzelim King Chaltazur. So then Rabbi Meir is made also the Tarvayo Kachi. Both of them in that case become Kodesh. Because over there, such as it was Lashem Rishon, both of them are of the same level of chashivas. They're interdependent. Lo nech l'galakidon mishnatenu. The question where they argue is where we appear to have what is a contradiction in what the man is saying. I mean, on the one hand, he says Tumura Sarva. Then he says Tumura Shlami. So the mayor says, look, if what he really wanted to do is that it should be both the Tumura of an Eila and a Shlami, we should have said so. Tmuras Oila Ushlami. Why does he say Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlami? It seems clear to me that he's basically changing his mind in a sense. I mean, he wants it first to be a Tmuras Oila and then to be a Tmuras Shlami. That's impossible. So Midavila Lamema Tmurat Ola Ushlami. Ramar Tmura Ola Tmurat Shlami. Havilaika Ola Tachuzo Vyacharkach Tachuzo. And that's the equivalent of saying I want it first to be this and then to be that. There you say Tfos Asher Rishon.
Why don't we ask
God
what he wants?
Because his words need to be an indication that is meaningful to a listener. And it's, otherwise, it's Dvarim Shebaleiv.
That was it. He said something now, so the Kohanim don't know what to do. So we ask him.
We ask him when it's ambiguous. He holds it's not ambiguous. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds it is ambiguous. Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I mean, why isn't it just, even though obviously he's claiming that he meant it both at the same time. So Rabbi Yossi says, look, the guy was thinking, I can't say Tumuras Ola Ushlam, because I also know that you can't have a part Ola and Shlami. I want this to be entirely an Ola, and entirely a Shlami. In which case it should be usable. In other words, he thinks he can bring up the Tumura that it should represent two different animals in one for him. Mashenkim is going to say it's half Ola and half a Shlami. He's afraid they won't be able to use it at all. So he's figuring he's a big lambda. So he says, Tumura Zerba, Tumura Shlami. So then he wants first one and then the other. He wants both. He says, Tumura Tola Ushlamim. So Avamina Kedosh Vena Kreva. He's afraid it'll be Kadosh, but they won't bring it on his Beach. Therefore, Kamashmalan. Now, Lamaisa, even though in the previous Mishnah we had the indication also of the meaning, that if in fact, he wanted to be certain that the Vlad would have a different Kedusha than the mother, he could always have said it the other way around, right? Why did he first say, He Shlamim Uvlada Ayla? If he would have said, Vlada Ayla, He Shlamim, then that would have happened. So in the previous mission, there were also indications of Liba de Rabbi Meir, that the man basically, it's not just the first Lashon Rishon. And so this is what he really wanted, because if he wanted to be certain that it would be the other way around, he would have said so. Nonetheless, Tosis learns that the two sugyas over here are arguing at each other. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi over here, in saying that everybody would be made him, when you say Tachuze v'chaka Tachuze, or Lo Tachuze Ela Inke Tachuze. The Machlokas being what? An analysis of what he could have said if he was wanted to achieve, which the Gemara didn't mention that before. We were Medayek it before. Over here, the fact that the Gemara talks about, well, what should the guy have said? Well, then he should have left out the word tumurat. He just should have said ushlami. It's Mashbi's injecting now a new idea, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi holds that Rabbi Meir's Svara is not stam, because we always say tvos lashon rishon. It's that we look to see what it is that the person means by being medayek in his lashon. But in Okinami, if there would be other ways of interpreting it, then he would be made that. Like Rabbi Yossi would say, that look, the guy only has one mouth. Okay, because of that, it forces Tosfos into learning a lot of Kedushin throughout the Sugya, as we'll see. So, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'omer Behema Zu Chetziat Murat Olah V'Chetziat Murat Shlami. So here again, start off by saying it should be half the tumor of an oil, and of course the din is that if you have half already, so then the entire thing becomes, although that's not so poshut, because remember before there was a machlokas, whether we say that you can make a tumura on a varim, even though you can be makdish behema be'varim, and even Reb Yudu holds that we don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula is made that if it's a Dovash HaNeshama Tluyaba, which certainly half of an animal is a Dovash HaNeshama Tluyaba, even though he's made that by Hegdash, indeed it's Kodesh, by Tmura it's not. That's what we would like for the Dafka Behema Behema, not Evorim, right? Which bothers Tosfos over here. How do we understand this sugya? Tosfos wants to be Mechadish that there's a difference between Chetzia and Eivorim Shanashama Tluyaba. And that Chetzia actually is dealing with the Behemoth as a whole, not with Eivorim. So that over there, even the Gabe Tumura, it would be called. That's called the Behemoth. That's called Eivorim.
Minimum or Shlish?
No, a Chetzia would be a minimum according to this. If you want to be Machalic between it and Eivorim, right?
Why? Maybe it's just because it's a different way of categorizing it.
Yeah, because that's the way this. Because a shlish is not a behema. It's a chetz, it could be a behema. It's similar to right. Fine. So, but in any event, Sir Rabbi Meir says, look, I mean, once the guy said, chetz tumura seila, the whole thing becomes a tumura seila. And therefore, kulatik arevolatik. I mean, he could actually use his behema, bring it up as an oila, and everything is fine. V'chachamim omrim, Chachamim say no, we have to wait till it gets a moon. Teirah chetistayev timacher ve'aviv b'dmei chetzit muras eilam u'dmei chetzit muras shlam. You're going to have to split it into two to be able to bring two separate animals. Omer, Reb Yosi, im lekach mitkavein mitchila. Well, if that's really what the guy meant, that he wanted it to be both, hoyo v'yiv shalo tzi shnei shemot ke'achav. Since there's no way for him to say two things at once, dvarav kayamim. Is that not what the Rabbanan just said? Reb Yosi, hani Rabbanan. Yes, 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 yes. We're just clarifying that the Rabbanan is the famous shita of Reb Yosi that we've had in our mission now two times. Kula Reb Yosi katani lan. He's giving an explanation. Since Reb Yosi holds this, and the Chachamim are Reb Yosi, so therefore this is the halacha. Tanya Ida, Behema, Chetzia Eila, Vechetzia Chatas, Tikarevola, Divir Me Reb Yosi, Amer Tamut. Interesting. Here it's not talking about Tamura, Lachora. A man takes an animal, he says it should be half an Eila and half a Chatas. So Rabbi Meir says the moment he said half an Eila, the whole thing was already an Eila, Tvais Lashon Rishon. Of course, according to Tosis, who's learning Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold it Tvais Lashon Rishon. Then he gets into a lot of problems. He has to explain the nafkamina between places where there seems to be a contradiction into what the man is saying, where there's no contradiction. There's no contradiction in saying half and half. There is a contradiction in saying Tumura Seva, Tumura Shlom. So that the discussion would be Tumura Biyosi is dafk in the case where there's a contradiction, which was the opening case. Not in the previous Mishnah, where it's not a contradiction to have the Vlad and the mother being different. And not over here when you're saying half and half. There's no contradiction involved. Now, Reb Yosi says Tamut, which is very strange. Why Tamut? So Rashi says Tamut because since according to him, it's also a Chatas, and you're not Chayav a Chatas. So Chatas, if you're not Chayav, is not really different from a Chatas that was Nitzchapru Ba'ala Abacheret. I mean, the issue of Nitzchapru Ba'ala Abacheret is that there's no use for it. Therefore, it should die. Which Lamaisa Tosus has a number of problems. But problem number one is that if you say something should be a chatas, the pashtus is that it's not chal at all, unless you're actually chayav a chatas. But to just say something is a chatas, you can't say something is a chatas. That's why it's eino nidav v'nidav. Exactly. So you can't arbitrarily say something's a chatas. So therefore, it shouldn't have any kedushas chatas at all on it. That's one problem. And the other problem is, how could we leave out, this is a different category. How could we leave this out of the Kataot HaMetot, if there's really such a thing, the Kataot HaMetot? So Tosfos Tainas, that the case over here was also a case of Tumura. He was saying Tumura's Kataot. And therefore, Tumura's Kataot should be Mase. The Rambam's approach to this is the man was Chayav HaKataot. And the reason that he dies, not because it's one of the chatas amazing, but rather because it's a taruvas of a chatas in which something else is there, is it not royal akrovas, put like a posel animal, because I can't use it for a chatas, and it's a psul, so what are you going to do with it?
Because there's
shlomim in it, because there's an oil in this case, partial kedushas are with it. Okay, but in any event, Reb Yosi once again is saying both Maimor and Merchal, it's a Chatas and an Eila. The Shavim. Now, they agree that if he said first it should be Chetzi Eila. No, I'm saying if first he said, not he said first. If first he said Chetzi Chatas, and then he said the word for Chetzi Eila, then it's Tamut. Now, when you say Shavim, what do you mean Shavim? I mean, Rebbe Meir? According to Rebbe Meir, it's in the Pshita. Understand, according to Rebbe Meir, it's like saying it's Kuloya Chatas. Because Ma de Teimi, Lav da Shmina. If I hadn't told you, Hav Amina Taimi, the Rebbe Meir, Lav Mishum Tvot Svashon Rishon. The reason I would have thought that Rebbe Meir holds over here that it should be a Oila in the other case is because he holds, not because Tvot Svashon Rishon. Because even a chatat murev, it can be kreva. Well, okay, fine. It has a different kedushin, and so fine, so bring it all up entirely. Not that he holds that it really is an oila, but that an oila that you made partially chatas can also be brought. So that in this case, what's the difference if you say first Chatzichatis, the next Chatzichatis, or first Chatzichatis, first Chatzichatis? They're both Chatzichatis. So what you do is you take the Kechomer Shabbam. You take Kechomer Shabbam. So fine. So you'll be Makavit Kula L'Shamayim. Okay. So therefore, if you come a Chatzichatis, well, I'm a Chatzichatis, therefore, I want to tell you the law, that's not the case. It's because he's telling you that there's a din of Tveris Lashon Rishon, and in this case, the Tveris Lashon Rishon has no meaning, or it's a Tumoras Chatas, it has to be Mesa, depending on the case that we're learning. Memela has to be Mesa. Tanya Enoch, now yet another bride. So, Omer Behema Zu Chetzi Elo Vechetzi Shlomi. You're setting out now the original Kedusha on the Behema, and you're saying you want it half and half, half an Elo, half a Shlomi. So, Kedusha is Chal. So, Memela has Kedusha Zaguf. In a Kreva, you can't bring it out because it wasn't roy to be Nikrav, since it was Kaddish to two contradictory Kedushas at the same time. There's nothing to do with it. But it can be made, you can make a Tumura from it because it has Kedushas Aguf. But the Tumura will have the same din as it. When you make a Tumura of it, then the Tumura also cannot be Kreva. So, I don't understand what the Kiddush is in this. I mean, if you're telling me Chetzia, Chetzia, then obviously it's Rabbi Yossi, right? Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's about social reach. So money, Rabbi Yossi, is it Rabbi Pshita? The Kiddush Shavein HaKreva. What's the Kiddush over here? The Kiddush is the Tumura. Tumurata Yitzrichal. I need to know that when you make a Tumura of this animal, it has the same din as the original animal. Because Ma'adat Ema, Nihidi Yilo Korva Tumurata Tikarei, I might have thought that even though the original animal cannot be karov, but maybe it can be karov. I was just bothered by this. Why would I think that the Tumura is better than the other one? Right, so Tosis says, well, maybe the pshat is because the man, I mean, when he's making a Tumura, his das wasn't, it should be a Tumura of a Chetzio, a Chetzio Shlomi. It's a Tumura of one part or another. This is how Tosis understands it. Lamaisa, we will see that there is a pattern of an idea that people have that there exists a carbon called a tumura. And that when the guy makes a tumura of the chetzer el chetzer shlomim, his das is that should be kadosh whatever kedusha the tumura has. A tumura has. In which case, I would have thought that maybe you can actually be carbon, to be carbon the more common kedusha. Kamash malan, that it's actually a copy of the original animal. That Maishna Yidelo Karva, why can't we not bring it? To have the Kedusha Zuchuya. Because as soon as I made it Kodesh, there was no way to bring it to the Mizbeach. In which case, Muratanami Mikaya Kedusha Zuchuya Kahatya. You'll notice that the Gemara Svara over here is not because it's the same as the first one. But rather, it's since it was Dochui from the Mizbeach, you cannot use an animal that is Dechuya from the Mizbeach to create a Tumura that isn't. Because it still is coming from the Keach of that Kedusha, and therefore its Kedusha will not bring it to the Mizbeach.
And there's still a Kedusha, right? The Tumura.
Absolutely, there's still a Kedusha. Right. So in other words, it's Mashman, even the Maskana, if our approach is right, not like Tosfos, that there exists a concept called the Kedusha of a Tumura. But the problem over here is that the Kedusha of a Tumura cannot get a higher Kedusha, a more useful to the Mizbeach Kedusha, than the Behema that made its Kedusha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Behemash al-Shnei Shetufim, we have an interesting similar case where we do things by halves. And that's an animal that's owned by two Shutfim. So over there what happens is when one of them says, my Chetzi should be Kedush. I mean, over there, there's no way to say Parsh the Kedusha Bakula. It's not his. Person cannot be Magdish Dovish Ener Shalom. Correct? So if one Shittim says, I want it to be Kedush, what happens? No. No. What happens is, well, no. We can't say Parsh the Kedusha Bakula because that would mean your Kedusha works as someone else's animal. You're right, sell it. But, I mean, we have to clarify. There's no Kedusha Zaguf. Because since it's dochui from the Mizbeach initially, and there's no possible way, I can't bring a half an animal to the Mizbeach. Memela, it's impossible to give it a Kedusha Zaguf. So when you say sell it, you're more right maybe than you meant. sell it literally. Doesn't need a mum, doesn't need anything, just sell it. Meaning that he owes that value to Hekdesh, basically. That's all that he's saying. Right? So he pays Hekdesh its value.
But there's no Kedusha in the animal.
There's no Kedusha on the goof of the animal. Only on the value of his Shutafus. Now, suppose now he turns around and he purchases the other half of this animal from his Shutaf. And now he figures he's got it made. Now I'll be Magish the other half of the animal. And now I'll be able to use it as a carbon.
Oh,
therefore, comes along the Gemara to say, it remains Kodesh, but ain't a graven. You cannot bring it, this is why we're bringing this here, because it comes off the previous case. You can't bring it to the Mizbeah, because since initially, when you were Magdish it, it couldn't have been Kodesh entirely, and there's no such thing as a carbon l'chatzoyin, you can't change that now by adding the other half, because already this behemoth was the chuyah mi'alam mizbeach. So the din is, it's ena kreva, but since now the entire thing is giving to the mizbeach, it can make a tamura, just like in the previous case. And tamurata kayotzima. So now it has kedushat aguf, but it's a kedushat aguf of a behemoth that gets chuyah mi'alam mizbeach. And therefore, the tamura, yes it is, we're about to talk about this. It's such a big chiddush as David says. It's a triple chiddush.
Triple chiddush.
What's the triple chiddush? First of all, the order is got a little bit confused in our girsa. But first of all, shma min abalei chayim nidachim. There's a lot of sugyas where it's mashma that balei chayim einam nidachim, which is, by the way the Rambam paskens balei chayim einam nidachim. I know that the Achrayim struggle and struggle and struggle to try to figure out a reason why Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. It's amazing the type of excruciating maneuvers that are gone through in order to explain why Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim, none of which address why it has anything to do with there being Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim, which clearly indicates that that's a wrong pshat. I saw one sefer that says, look, the underlying pshat has got to be that Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. I forgot who it was. One of the acronyms. It's got to be because of Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim, not some other reason. It's because it's a Balei Chayim. So even though we don't have the seichel to understand exactly why Balei Chayim shouldn't be Nidachim, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Lean near that the Svara is extremely poshut as to why Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. Richie, darling, are you with us? That's right. If you hold like Rebbe Meir, that's it.
That's
it,
right.
Changing the cues? Shiloh, whether it's the same, or whether maybe we should go for the Aim Orange.
I want to make a
score
of Richie. So it's just an Andy talking here?
No. Here it's saying Balei Chayim Nidachim. I'm saying the Rambam holds it. Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. What would be the score for such a thing? Here it's saying Balei Chayim Nidachim as if everybody agrees that's a big chiddush, Balei Chayim Nidachim. What would be the logic to say Balei Chayim isn't Nidachim? I think the logic is obviously. The point of Chayim is that it's constantly renewed. So if you have something that is in a particular state, fine, you've determined its state, and that's the way it is. The nature of life is that it's dynamic. It's impossible to say what it was at one instant is what it was at what it's going to be at the next instant. And Mamela, it's much more reasonable to think that a Balei Chayim is not shayach to dichui. Because it isn't a thing that just stays there and having been once defined, it's defined. If it's a piece of meat, fine. So then you define it. But over here we're talking about an animal. So what's the difference if at one point it wasn't usable and now it became usable? That's the whole derech of a Balei Chayim is that it's constantly changing, constantly developing. So here comes on the Gemara, does a Kaddish that a Balei Chayim could also be nidah. Because that's what happened over here. This animal initially was not right for the Mizbeach, because another guy owned the other half and he couldn't be Magdish. Now he buys the other half, and now it's too late. It means even though you can give it to the Mizbeach, and you can have Kiddush Zaguf, but it's still not right for the Mizbeach. So Memela, that's Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two, Shema Amina, Kiddush Adamim Nitcha, it's a very interesting idea. It never was Kiddush Zaguf. Right? You would have thought at least Kedushas, to say you're going to be doich or something, means that it was in a position where it should have been used for the Mizbeach, but it can't. But over here, it never was in a position that should have been used for the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach, the Kedusha was never chal on it, Kedusha Zaguf. So if you're telling me that nonetheless, where Kedusha Zaguf is chal on it, it's still not usable, because while it was a state in Kedusha Damim, it couldn't be used, is tremendous chiddush. Because I would think, what does that have to do with its current condition? It's the first time I'm giving it Kedusha Zaguf. Let's analyze right now. Is this Kedusha Zaguf suitable to the Mizbeach? Yes! So what's the problem? But because it had some other life as a Kedusha Dami, and then it couldn't go to Mizbeach, it was Dachli. Who cares? Another, it's another tremendous Kiddush. And the third Kiddush is that, generally speaking, the din of dichui requires a circumstance in which something was usable and became unusable. This thing never entered into the world of usability. That's called dichui meikara. In other words, when I attempted to use it, it wasn't usable. Nonetheless, we're saying over here that dichui from the first attempt to use something is also dichui. That's called dichui meikara. Even though we have a machlokas, as we'll see, we got b'dichui, and we saw it earlier in the various sugyas in Pesachim and in Tzvachim about dichui meikara. So even though there's those who hold that, even if you hold it, that there's a concept of dichui, but not dichui meikara, I mean, over there just wasn't ready yet, so to speak. Now we're bringing that as the first time we're ready. Here it's telling us even that is considered to be dichui. If a guy would try to say that an animal should be half an ayla and half miser, there everybody is made of that, of course it's an ayla. The reason, of course, it's an ayla would be because, says Rashi, there's no way to make it miser. The only way you can make a behemoth miser, you can't call a behemoth miser, as if there's such a thing called miser. As you take 10 out of your pen and you paint it, and you say, I raise a miser, but you can't just stop, take an animal and say, okay, here's my miser behemoth. No such thing. So therefore, in such a case, it's just basically a joke. So of course, it's, even if he would somehow make it that lo tachul zeh, I mean, the whole thing, we wouldn't have any suffering. We know that there's no such thing for miser to be kaddish unless it's done derech minyan. And over here, it wasn't done derech minyan. And therefore it's not Nagia. But how about if he says half of it should be a tmura and half of it should be a mice? Now, again, there's another example. Talking about a so-called tmura carbon, which doesn't exist any more than a so-called mice carbon exists. Neither of them exist. So strangely enough, if he says chetcha tmura, chetcha mice, what's the din? Is it brought as a tmura? Shekina egit b'chol ha-kadashim? Or is it brought as Meiser? Because Meiser, after all, is very powerful. It could be Magdish number 9, it could be Magdish number 11. Take them. Which Taisvis goes absolutely crazy. What kind of this is nonsense. The way Rashi is learning, I mean, it's the whole Gemara is a joke. If he said the whole thing is Meiser, you just got finished saying that it's ridiculous. It doesn't mean anything. Because you can't make Meiser. And to make something eight Mura, what is that supposed to mean? You can't make something eight Mura. Either it is a tmura or it isn't a tmura. How can you make a kedusha called kedusha's tmura? And now you're wondering, gee, which one is it? What exactly did you do with it? Paint it purple and maybe blow bubbles at it? I mean, what kind of carbon is this? Whoever it is, such a carbon. A carbon called a tmura, a carbon called a miser. Therefore, Tosfos says, look, I mean, the case has got to be, I mean, it can't be what Rashi is saying. It's got to be where the guy is counting. He's counting the animals as they're coming out. Number 10 is about to come out. He raises his back to the Gemara before about the Bechor that was about to come out. And the guy wants to give it a different Kedusha, which is the name of our parak. Our parak is involved in this issue, Ketzed Ma'arimin. So the guy over here wants to give the Kedusha of an Ayla in the first case to the animal as it's coming out of the door instead of it becoming Asiri. Even though we said it becomes Asiri. So what about Dibri Arab, Dibri Talmud? No, here he did it before it came out completely. Same thing as with the Bechor. So there the question is, okay, the Kedusha's Ayla being such a higher level of Kedusha, Kule Alma Maida says the Gemara that we would be Deicha, the Kedusha of the Maiser, for the Kedusha of the Ayla, which is more powerful. But what about if he tries to make it a tmura of an animal that he has, obviously? If he wants to make it a tmura as it's about to come out and be number asiri? And since a tmura already is a lower level, there's ain't tmura, it's a tmura, and so on and so forth. So then, okay, then we have a taker, which is the tmura derech of the meiser, or is the meiser derech of the tmura? Very straightforward way of learning the sugya. You know, the way Rashi's learning is, that I don't understand what he's talking about. He himself just got finished talking about a case that says there's no such thing as meiser, which is why everybody agrees it's an ayla. And then he turns around and he says, but if you say two nonsensical things, then they're both good. I mean, why would that be? I mean, Rashi tries to address this. He says, well, since they're both crazy, so I mean, Tarbayaki has other. I mean, so they're the same, basically.
Oh, so maybe you could interpret that, even though he said silliness, he really meant to have some kind of kedusha.
Yeah, but what, when we're asking which one would it be, which one would it be?
It's hard to make it
go.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
The nature of the statement that determines whether something is a tmura. Remember, we pointed at the beginning of the Masechta, I mean, tmura and chilul is basically the same thing. I don't know, who could it be? Probably the guy standing behind me. So what happens to define whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing? I mean, if you want to be machal on an animal on another animal, is there any history in that? Let's say you take an animal as a bomb womb. Instead of taking cash, to say, okay, the value of this animal goes onto this cash, you're saying the kedusha on this animal should go onto that animal. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal chilul. That's perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, even if you would take a behema that is not a balas mum, and now you would try to be mechalal it on another animal, I mean, the chilul doesn't take place, because you can't be mechalal kodesh if it's not a balas mum, but it's certainly not a tmura. You never say, Huvit Murasu Yakedesh.
Unless you use the Lashon, right?
Unless you use the Lashon. So what defines exactly that Lashon? What language can you use? Says the Mishnah, if you say Harezo Tachatzu, this is in place of this, or Tumuratzu, or Chalifatzu, all of those Lashonot are Lashonot of Tumurah. If you say Ezumichulelet Azu, then of course it's not a Tumurah. And in fact, imaya egdesh ba'amum, if it could have been mechulal because it was a ba'amum, then it would be yotzei lechulin. It would actually work, what you said. And you could be mechal of a kedusha on behema A onto behema B. Of course, you would then have to tzarech lasot damim. You would have to analyze the value of the animals to make sure that they were even. And if you cheated egdesh in any way, you'd have to add money as a gift to egdesh because we don't want egdesh to be cheated. But Lamai says, as long as we read the Shabbat Pruta, the chilul would be chal. So the Gemara is bothered by the tachat. Because you're claiming, in other words, Lameima the tachat, the word tachat is lishna de atfuseyu, that it means actually to be nitfas with a kedusha like a tumura, to take the place of. But that's not really true, because what are you going to do with the bride says, Raminu, koche bereka bayit. If you take Kutcher Berek Abayit and you try to be Mechal or Kutcher Berek Abayit by saying, by bringing other things that are not Kodesh, it's saying Chalifatzu or Tumuratzu, Lo Anaklum, you didn't do anything because you can't make a Tumura, Kutcher Berek Abayit, as we saw earlier, and Tumura and Chalifa is not a Lashon Chilul. So you said nothing. But if you say Zutakatzu, then it would help. Which shows that Takat is a Lashon of Chilul. And here in our mission, we're claiming that Takat is a Lashon of Tumura, the equivalent of Chalipin.
What did Avraham Avinu say?
For Yitzchak? Yeah. We call Yitzchak a Tumura.
We call the Isle a Tumura,
no? Well, as we're saying in the song on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah?
And Yitzchak's song. May Ein Tumura. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's in Gvura.
It's Day Kodesh.
That's right. Afrosha Yitzchak. Yeah. Did I tell you I actually saw that? Did I mention to you? I actually saw an Ayel Nechaz B'Svach B'Karnel.
I also once saw it.
You did see it?
Yeah, it's
Amazing thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Where'd you see it?
On the Carmel somewhere.
Really? Yeah. And I had to schlep to Ireland for that? So, okay, so anyway, so what are you going to do about this? Here it says, Takas is Lashon Chilul, and our bishop says, Takas is a Lashon of Temura. I mean, if you're right in our mission by claiming that Takas is a Lashon of Hatfasa, like Temura, so Mashna Resha Mashna Seifa, so then why is, if you would say on the Kapshe Berek Abayit, you would say, that the Temura language doesn't work and the Chalipa language doesn't work. Why does the Targat language work? I'm Rabbi. This is Rabbi. Look, the truth is that Tachat is a broad kind of word. Mashkachas alishla nitfusi. Take a look at the Torah, you'll find that it's used in a language of Hatfasa, but it's also used in a language of Chilul. Where lishadat fusi, the Torah says. What does that mean? That the Baharat stands in Sita. In the place of. Right? So then that's the clearly the same Lashon as Tvisa, Temura. On the other hand, we also use the Lashon of Tachat for Chilul. Yachule, where? Tachat ha-Nechoshet of Zahav. So in other words, I'm going to exchange Nechoshet for Zahav. Okay, so that's a Lashon of Chilul. So Yochav, it depends on the context. So if you're talking about Kach Mizbeach, Kach Mizbeach can make Temura, then the essential language is Lishadat Fusei, and we understand it as a Hatfasa. Now, because Kach Berek Abayit, where it cannot make a Temura, it's more logical that it's the extended sense of Tachat, which would make it Lishadat Diachuleim. Omar Rava says, Rava, you know, the truth is it really depends how you do things. Because afilu bekotche mizbeah, even if you'd be dealing with kotche mizbeah, because the language is a little bit ambivalent, you could actually create a different context, even within kotche mizbeah. I'll show you. In which I'll use tachatz, and it'll mean a lashon of chilul. How is that? If the Hekish Balmum, it's more likely that you're talking about of a Lashon of Chilul, because it's mechallelable.
Because that's what we're assuming.
We're assuming that's what you want to do. Says Rabashi, no, it's much more subtle than that. Even in a Balmum, you could turn it both into a Lashon of Chilul or into a Lashon of Temura by the context. How would the context change? And here we're really getting into the nitty-gritty of how it is that we determine the difference between the chilul and hatfasa. Yado akodesh, if your hand is on the animal that is kodesh, so then what you're saying is chol havi. What you're doing over there is you want it to become chulin. In which case it's a chilul. If your yad is on the chol, then your intent actually is kodesh avi. When you say zu tachat zu, then you want, when you put your hand on something, you want kedusha to be chal on it. So that's what I'm doing, is I want to put the kedusha of that animal on this one. It's interesting, it's similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu does with Yoshua and so on, right? Because there should be a chalos kedusha that isn't mamaya his kedusha, and that puts the kedusha on here. So then that means that the context itself defines what it is that you're doing. So yada kedush chol avi yada chol kedush avi. Okay, more tomorrow.
Why not put the pasuk going to a sign? Because the pasuk Moshe is like a clear switch. Why not have a Torah pasuk of ayin tachas sign instead?
What would it mean over there?
Well, according to Chazal, it means money instead of the...
Okay, but what is the meaning of the word?
Chlafa.
How do you know? On the contrary, why it does. Takas ha-nechoshet avi-zahav, we understand to be chilul because of the fact that you're upping the value. But ayin tachat ayin, the pasuk says, I will replace. isn't it?
Place as opposed to poda.
Now we'll put this I in place where that I was, so to speak. No.
So that would. That
I mean, it's interesting. It could be that the two lashonos of takas are the chazal and the pshat and the pasuk legavei ayin takas ayin. Right. There's aspects of payment and there's aspects of exchange, which. You know, which I mean, that's the way Chazal view it. It's not that it's not a euphemism. Ayin takas ayin means really, except since it can't be done. The only thing that we can do, that's what Gemara said. Well, you can't do it. How are you going to do it? Where it only affects the eye. You can't do it. Where it only affects the eye. So okay. So memela must mean that you'll have to go for the analog again. But the analog bichlal is a way in which we deal with the zikin in a very unsatisfactory fashion because we can't really give replacements. Right. So we try to figure out, okay, how can we make it up to you, so to speak? You know, we see that very clearly when it comes to issues of, you know, psychological pain and so on and so forth. What are we paying you for? It's more like we're making it up to you. It's clearly only analogous. It's not really the replacement. Gentlemen.